This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Earlier this month, the state of Texas issued its first medical marijuana grow license. Back in 2015, Governor Greg Abbott signed a law legalizing the production of a low THC oil. It's an oil that doesn't produce a high. And although recreational marijuana is still illegal in the state, the number of Texans testing positive for cannabis after a traffic accident has increased. There are classic signs someone might be driving drunk: weaving, speeding, sudden turns. Clues someone is stoned are a bit different.
You know, maybe running stop signs, stopping either too soon or too far behind a red light, or when the light changes, problems with perception with distances and timing. So very close to a distracted driver on the phone.
That's Sergeant Matt Dusek. He's a drug recognition expert with the Northeast Police Department in the Denton County town of Krugerville. Dusek says most police officers aren't experienced enough to recognize marijuana impairment. He worries that could be a problem for public safety.
Alcohol is the number one drug that we see in DWIs and crashes. Now, the number one illegal drug is still marijuana, and it's becoming increasingly prevalent.
While fewer people are driving after drinking, more are driving with some sort of marijuana product in their bloodstream, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Over the last few years, more and more Texans are testing positive for cannabis after a traffic accident. In 2012, there were nearly 170 crashes where a driver tested positive. By 2016, that increased to nearly 300, although a positive test doesn't necessarily mean the driver was high. See, to tell if someone's drunk, police can whip out a breathalyzer. No such thing exists for marijuana, yet.
There is a race to develop urine tests, blood tests, saliva tests, breathalyzers.
Alex Barrazo is a senior fellow at the American Council on Science and Health. He says the problem with blood and urine tests is that they're not sensitive enough to show whether someone used marijuana 5 minutes ago or 5 days ago. It's the first few hours after smoking that someone's most likely to be too impaired to drive.
So whoever gets to the market first and can reliably and quickly and easily show a product that a police officer can use on the side of the road is going to have a very substantial market advantage.
What I'm holding is the Hound marijuana breathalyzer, and it basically fits in the palm of a hand.
At his Oakland, California office, Mike Lynn is showing off the Hound breathalyzer. It's a small black device with a tube sticking out of it. You blow through it a few times. And Lynn says in a few minutes, it's able to analyze and detect tiny amounts of THC, the active ingredient in cannabis, in someone's breath. Lynn, an emergency medicine physician and reserve deputy sheriff, gave an earlier version of the device to police in California to try out.
So it took us a long time to figure this out. And then it's been a question of how to put this not in a device the size of your car, but one that you can hold in your hand.
The Hound device is now being tested on people in a clinical trial at the University of California, San Francisco. Associate Professor Kara Lynch, who works in chemistry and toxicology, is in charge of the study.
We basically want to investigate levels of THC in breath over time. That's not necessarily been done, especially not with a device like this.
A breathalyzer that could determine whether someone smoked marijuana right before jumping in a car would be a game changer for police. Still, Sergeant Mark Vincent, a police officer in Irving, Texas, says a readout from a machine wouldn't be enough on its own for him to make an arrest.
Just because there's alcohol in somebody's breath, or just because there's marijuana shown, I need to be able to show, prove that there's impairment, that they can't safely operate a vehicle, and that's what we're trying to do.
Unlike alcohol, where a blood alcohol level of 0.08 indicates impairment, there's currently no national standard of intoxication for marijuana. Some states, like Colorado, do enforce a legal limit for THC in blood, even though scientists disagree on what amount indicates someone is too high to drive. While those debates play out, the Texas Transportation Institute is investigating how marijuana use will affect traffic safety across the state. Jenna Prescott is with the Center for Drug and Alcohol Education at Texas A&M.
Part of the reason to look at it now is to be ahead of the game, to have this good information available to lawmakers when they start making these decisions.
Decisions about how much marijuana is too much when driving, and potentially whether or not to legalize recreational use in the state. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.